Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix.
A master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book, it's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
Lord. Oh, God bless you, sir. God bless you. Okay. My God. Okay. I'd say it. Okay. Yes. Been on many field trips. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening to all of you. Welcome to today's daily meeting. Everyone, just say a prayer for Stradivari. He's with kids on a field trip. Okay. Y'all remember field trips and how they go. Okay. So, hope he has fun. Hope he has no problems, and hope every kid gets back the way they came. Okay, there we go. always a blessing and a joy to see all of you each and every day. We are, okay, we live. I'm about to hand it over. But, oh, y'all see this topic in this chat, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to hand it over to our founder and CEO of the ATSJR Companies, millionaire maker, innovator, creator, all the way from Galveston, G-Town, Texas, Mr. Antonio T. Smith, Jr.
Grand rising, everyone. Welcome to a new day. And where Jerome come from, they say this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. That's where Jerome come from. That's what they say. Yeah, you know he is. You know he is. You know he can't wait to praise the Lord. You understand? Yeah. Wake up with the right mind.
Come on.
You understand? Yes. Yes. Well, we're talking about fulfilling dreams. It was actually next on the list in the big picture. What was the first day of the big picture? I want y'all to see how this is going. So she's going to give us the first and the second day of the big picture. You'll see them step towards the direction of Yahweh, right? You'll see them step towards the direction of what we are here to do in life. Your business, well, I'm going to take you too fast. I was going to say this 36 minutes in, but I'll say it now. Your businesses should do more than get customers and make money. Mm. Your businesses should fulfill dreams. We just fulfilled the dream for Tawala mm-hmm. right now. If y'all want to unmute your mics and clap your hands, though, you don't even know what it is.
Tawala!
Absolutely.
Congratulations.
She snuck herself in somewhere.
She sure did. She sure
did. Snuck herself in somewhere. And I ain't had no plans for it, but I said, well, I can. You know, if you want me to, I can. I can. So we're doing that. And the part of the agenda, make sure you look up the whatever Monday was and Tuesday was, the titles. And part of the agenda that your businesses should be doing is fulfilling dreams. Okay. Let me have Grace. What was day one in this bigger picture thing? It was called
the bigger picture and more.
Right. And then the second one?
Becoming a resource 5 times.
And then when you become that resource, your next step is to fulfill dreams. Now, I've neglected to mention to you all what 5 areas that I'm going to, you know, become that resource in, but I have said it before. They just would have been in a repetition, but I will give it to you now. Those 5 areas are artificial intelligence, blockchain, gaming, streaming, and the metaverse. And metaverse. Now, am I saying I'm going to be the best in these areas? Well, yeah. My high confidence is not going to let me say no. Well, yes, I am going to be the best. But besides that, we're not talking about being a resource so I can be good, look well, and be excellent. We're talking about being a resource in these areas so I can teach others in these areas how to be good, look well, and be excellent. As I continue to learn artificial intelligence, I'm going to then teach people who could never have access to these things, mm-hmm. artificial intelligence. Imagine teaching your grandmother. Frida, are you a grandmother? She says she is. And unmute your mic, Frida.
Yes, sir, I am a grandmother.
And Frida, what's your main role in ATS now?
Sales/programmer.
Everybody's a salesperson. Nobody gets to it without being a salesperson.
Okay, yes. I'm a programmer.
She's a computer programmer. Mm-hmm. Yes, and you are 27.
Yes, 28. I just turned 28. Yes.
Yeah, you just turned 28. And how old is your oldest grandbaby?
23.
So she's a real grandmother. You hear me? She ain't got to change no diaper. Now tell them doggone kids, don't be starting over now. Okay. Tell them we starting over. Don't be popping on. I know that's right. Yes. So she is learning computer programming. How many languages do you know right now? Just list the ones you can remember.
About 3.
About 3.
HTML, JavaScript.
CSS.
Yes, CSS.
Yes, CSS.
Yes, that's it. Thank you.
Yes. A few more. Good. Good. Okay. And Python. You should be learning Python.
That's right. That's right. Python as well.
Yeah. But can y'all see what I mean? Okay, you can mute your mic. Thank you so much. Can y'all see what I mean by being a resource at the highest expression? That's why I was telling y'all about the highest expression of yourself yesterday so much, because I knew today I was going to tell you, now, while the world's coming to you, do something about it. Mm. That was my next, you understand? Because I told you how to bring the world to you. But that ain't enough. You don't bring the world to you so they can grovel at your feet. You bring the world to you so you can wash their feet.
Watch it.
Don't let me tell you about somebody. I know somebody.
Okay.
I'm the grace that's gonna make me tell them about somebody. I know somebody.
You're gonna make Jerome run.
I know somebody that has no problem washing feet.
Yes.
This, you know, I'm not, don't, if they gonna get me started, Grace. I'm trying to hold my mule, Arcia.
I know him too, Andrew.
So the whole point is to bring the world to you through being the highest expression of yourself. So now that they're here, serve them. Now, is this going to work for everybody's company? No. Can it? Yes, it can work for everybody's company, but everybody isn't at the level of ascension in which they fully believe that when I serve others, I don't have to worry about anything else. Mm-hmm. But depending on that, we're coming back to it, because I'm getting ready to tell you about the sales model and a whole bunch of stuff. Deanna, you want to say some stuff.
I did.
You says this message says,
Okay.
How can you know what? So let me do that then. Okay.
Wait a minute. Before she gets started, can I say something?
You sure can.
Deanna, thank you so much for last night. Thank you for this morning. Thank you for the rest of my life. Girl, she did an awesome job last night. If anybody missed her keynote, you missed a major, major blessing.
Yes.
You're going to bless my soul for a long time.
Yes.
And you started my day off this morning the right way with my meditation of gratitude. And thank you for reminding me and putting me on the right track. I will be grateful for you. Thank you.
Amen. You're welcome. Thank you, Miss Lee. Thank you.
It was a grown grandmother talking.
That's
you hear me? You hear me? Yes. No. Well, she came up with something original. She calls it framework. And now, of course, the word framework is not original, but she came up with this original thing and she called it framework. And inside this framework of things, she just invented some stuff and she had a purpose. I won't tell you what it is, but she's been working on it all this year and all of the second half of last year before she said anything. And then she released it yesterday in a keynote. Mm-hmm. You know, she went through the whole motions. Now, what framework is taking someone, putting them in a framework while also helping them establish their framework for their lives. I'm not going to say nothing. I'm going to go ahead and let her briefly tell y'all what she invented. Go ahead, ma'am.
Well, the first thing I want to tell everyone is when something comes to you in a dream and it's something you would have never, ever, ever, ever thought of on your own, go with it. I was literally asleep and I kept asking myself, if you're like me, you have like 50 million things going on in your head and it's like you just can't get right. I kept asking myself, what am I missing? What am I missing? In a dream, it said framework. You need to do your framework. You need to frame your day how you want it to go. And the first thing I had to do, it's a 9-step process. The first thing you have to do is account for all of your energy. Where is it going?
Yes, sir. Don't tell them. Don't tell them.
Yes, sir.
Y'all.
Oh, I want to thank Miss Adrian because I got a text message from Miss Adrian last night. So Miss Adrian, right. We will be connected soon so we can start that process.
And yes. I will be texting you today and thank you because I got my energy and put it right where it belongs. Thank you.
Yes, the universe gave that to her and everybody's excited about it and people are willing to be in her program. So don't tell them. Give them something. Y'all go get your journal or become part of her community. Do you understand? She's been doing it. Actually, I said all the second half, all last year. She started it with a little private group in line out. I forget what y'all call it, Lioness People of Women of Light or something. Or, yeah, Salts. There it is. We started with that and it just progressively grew. But that is something very good. Brain surgeon, Xandria, right?
Yes,
okay. It is something good, Xandria. It is good because the universe likes speed.
I caught the replay. I'm on it.
Okay, then. Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah, but she. I remember she told you, girl, send me everything.
Uh-huh,
yes. Yes, she is on it, y'all. And I pray Kim and Xandria both got it about the same time. Hopefully they get nothing but value because it's designed that way. But it's not designed that way. So here's the point of today. I said it, if you didn't hear it, or if you heard it and you watched over years, let me say it again. I'm teaching you how to draw the world to you. I don't have to work for customers or fans because I'm at the highest expression of myself. So I just get lucky and things come to me. But now that things are coming to me, you understand? Now that things are coming to me, my job is to serve. It is not to be customer centric. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's no such thing as a customer. You're a human. See, there I go. There I go, just messing with people again. It's the truth. There's no Republican. You're freaking human. That's what you are. You're a human. Anything else is made up. Your companies inside the bigger picture. We're going to do this all week. I'm telling you. Inside the bigger picture, your companies should be blessing people and fulfilling their dreams. That's what your company should be doing. Your company, think about yourself as an imam, as an Islamic scholar. And church where it's called a pastor. Okay? Think about yourself as the leader of a synagogue. It's Jewish. And when people in your company, if you have access to them, suffer a death, that company ought to show up. Mm. You see what I just did, Jerome? You get what I'm saying? When people purchase from you, they should purchase from you in a manner that you never stop serving them. Just because until that product that you gave them wears out and ceases to exist, you owe them continual customer service. Phil will call it customer loyalty. Do you understand? I'll show you what I'm talking about. This is I'm going to say Perrier. This is a Perrier water. I like them. They ain't my favorite, but I like it. I like Topo Chico because it's strong as a Coke, but they did this right. Perrier is my baby mama, my sugar mama. Do you understand? Until I consume this bottle and throw it away, they owe me customer service. Check this out. But this kind of brand hasn't realized that yet. That's why you don't see them on social media. Anybody ever seen a social media account for this brand? Any? Watch this here. I'm going to get them again, Grace. By my calculations, you've got 12 months before brands with this kind of money start coming for your customers. Don't worry about it. I'll show you. Some of y'all seen it before. You're still going to cry. It's all right, though. You need a good cleansing this morning. Need you a good cleansing. You hear me? Get you a good cleansing. This is what it looks like when you take your business and say, we should probably change the world too. Chick-fil-A does it. And you've seen Chick-fil-A on social media, haven't you? I mean, you've seen a little teenager jumping over three cars just to get to the highway because you forgot your sauce. You know what I'm talking about, right? Right? Chick-fil-A does it. Amazon does it. Amazon has a good way of, it's called humanizing your brand. I want you to see how many of you, like myself, well, my old self, I still like beer, but until I flatten my stomach, I won't be partaking in too much beer. You understand what I'm saying? I got to wrench around and wrench that off, Jerome. You understand? I got to choose. I don't necessarily want a six pack. I just want it flat. You understand what I'm saying? I just want it flat. I still look good, though. Don't get it twisted. You understand? I still look good, but I can't put all that sugar in my stomach because that's what the carbs is going to turn into. Sugar in my stomach and then expect to lose it. So until then, but once this stomach get flat, Steve, Reese's peanut butter and beer's coming back. I swear it to you. Oh,
Jesus.
I swear it to you. In moderation, though. I'm not going to mess it up this time, but in moderation. What if I told you, who likes beer? Okay.
Apple beer.
That's not beer. Man rule, no fruit in beer. That's man rule number 26. No fruit in beer. We're just born with these rules. But yes.
Oh yeah, I saw it. It's written down right here.
There it is. It's written down there. It's written down right there. Watch with this, but we'll take her apple beer because then she could drink a beer with me. Watch with this beer company. I want to show you something. Beer company. Does a beer company have access to Muslims? No. Does a beer company have access to non-drinkers? No. No. How does a beer company typically promote itself? With some skinny chick on the side of a pool in a bikini. Y'all remember that? Mm-hmm. Okay. Or Spud McKenzie. Mm-hmm. See how old y'all are. Mm-hmm.
I'm drawing a blank, so I'm like, wait, what?
Oh, okay. My God.
My bad, y'all. I'm sorry. All right.
I'll help you out later. But I'll help you out later. These folks that lived through the 80s and remembered it, remember Spud McKenzie. They remember Spud McKenzie. Watch what this beer company does. We're talking about the big picture. And inside the big picture, locally right now, your company should be changing lives and fulfilling dreams. It's important because I am going somewhere with it. Because if you're changing lives and fulfilling dreams, your work ethic changed, don't it? Let's go ahead and cry a little bit, y'all. It's all right. Let's cleanse our palates.
I have no idea who's coming. Like, literally, no idea. Hello.
Hi, Dwayne. Hello.
Hello. How you doing, brother?
Pretty good, and yourself? It's been about 12 years since I last seen you. I come from an area where not too many people make it.
It was always my dream that I'd get the chance to go to college, but we just didn't have the money.
You mean so much to us, and my brother Joaquin loved you from the beginning. He passed away in Parkland on February 14th. He was one of the 17 victims.
10 days before Christmas, our house burned down and we lost everything. It was one of the lowest points in my life.
Hey, Dwight.
How you doing, Mom?
You were the joy of my life, but I was dropping the ball. That day that I just couldn't do it no more. was the day that I was gonna have to turn myself in. And I seen the tears just fall from your eyes. Your mama went down a road, Dwayne, that I didn't ever think I'd come back from. But on that road, I noticed you kept showing up. And you'll come and see about me. And Dwayne, because you believe in me. When I got out of prison, I was a different woman.
We received a phone call. Would you mind if Dwayne Wade take you and the family on a shopping spree? It just meant the world to me that you were there for us at this time.
And Thank you. You
became our hero.
A lot of the words that you said hit a spark and kind of changed where I was going.
Without you and your full tuition scholarship, none of this would have been possible.
You're not Wade, the basketball player, the legend. You're the human being that took the time and on his own wrote my brother's name on his shoe, and you cared.
When you bought your mama that church, you don't even understand the lives that you changed. So I don't have a jersey, but I brought you this.
I don't have a jersey to trade with you. But I definitely have this, the blazer that I wore to my first job interview.
My cap and gown from graduation.
This is important because Joaquin wore this in his last championship. My family wanted you to have it.
Please don't forget my brother, Joaquin. Having you as a role model has made all the difference.
One of the special robes that you gave me, purple symbolized royalty, and you are royal. In everybody's life that you touched.
You completely changed the course of my life.
I know my brother is with you always.
It wouldn't been possible to be here if it wasn't you.
I am more proud of the man you have become than the basketball player. You are bigger than basketball.
You cleanse your palate. Did it? Yes. Did that allergy start messing up on you?
Antonio, okay.
Yes. I think I dropped you.
Yes.
Antonio.
Yes.
Sometimes, and I was listening to that, and I was like, wow. And I have this picture in this other bedroom of me and my mom, and I was looking at it, and I was like, man, and I started to tear up because I was listening to the words, and I was looking, and I said, you know what, I think some of the things that my mom did, she lived her dreams, but she didn't live all of her dreams, but I'm going to be the one that's going to do it. And I was looking at it, and I was like, yep, she's going to be part of my why.
That's it.
And I was looking at that and I said, man, I'm going to make this. But I was like, oh, I was starting to get teary, and I was like, no, I can't. But yeah, sorry.
No, that's good. No, I'm glad you did. I'm bringing this up because that's a beer company. That don't make no sense. You say what you want. No, that was a great, yeah, you forgot that was a beer company. In the whole background was Budweiser. It was a beer company. The bigger picture, moving forward with us, I encourage you to do it yourselves, is your brand needs to become the arms of God. But when Steve's brand touches somebody, it feels different. You understand what I'm saying? It feels different. Why? And I'm not saying this because I'm in a good mood. Well, I'm always in a good mood. So it's because my purpose is to tell you that it makes your journey easier to get to a millionaire when people are emotionally charged in a good way about your brand. You don't have to sell anything. when your brand has the reputation of being the light. I'm hoping somebody hit me. I'm trying to, you know, I'm gonna do my very best. I want to, your brand should get in someone's atmosphere and immediately change lives. It's not easy, but it takes you being genuine and a genuine person. And it also, some of y'all not gonna like this, takes you actually being a real person and running your company with your real personality. How many of you right now, don't lie to me. In fact, don't even answer out loud, because you're gonna lie. Don't even answer out loud. How many of you right now, you have this idea of CEO in your head and you doing that? Stop. Stop. Some of you writing books right now, the reason it's taking you so long to write books is you have an idea of what an author sounds like. Stop. Stop. Be yourself. Be yourself. And make sure your company represents you. I can assure you.
Antonio.
Company. Yes, sir.
You remember sometimes you write a book to sound exactly like who the person is, and then yeah. They receive the book and they're like, I don't like the person.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And remember, you can't get every customer. But it's not about that. You only need, Grace, show your calculator on the screen. You only need 3,000 customers. But only 1,000 of them, 1,000, Grace, need to pay you $99 a year. How much is that, Grace?
$99,000.
That's $99,000. Now, assuming you got 1,000 paying you $99 a month, what's that, Grace?
Oh. 1 minute, comma. 1,188,000.
Anything wrong with that? Can anybody hear? Use an extra $1.1 million. Just, you know, okay, gotcha. You know what I'm saying? They don't need to scale like Amazon. It's far easier for regular people to love like a child's mother than to scale like Amazon. If your company just shows a mother's love, the right 1,000 people will find you. Hmm. Well, I just made some sense there. I know I did. I'm trying to ease this thing up for you. It doesn't have to be so hard.
Rewind and press play.
Yes. If your company loves like a mother's love, you ain't got to do nothing else. It don't take no work. Those 1,000 people will find you. I know folk who bake cookies out of a little shop, and they have no idea why them cookies always sell out and there's a line around the store, because that was the light. They have no idea. Every time they bake them cookies, they put the light on it. And then how many of you, I'm going to tell you what this looked like. I'm going to tell you what this looked like. How many of you, you met Deanna and instantly fell in love? Just right there on the spot. She does it to everybody. You know who else does that? Jerome.
Yes.
You hear Jerome laugh, you heal something in your body. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Something in your body, you heal. That's run your company with that. Do your framework with your real personality. Mm. You understand what I'm saying? No, don't do anything different. all led me to this main point and the only point that I want to tell you. Your work ethic probably suck. Because when you are changing the world, you come home tired every day. Do you understand? I'm not talking about empty. I'm not talking about empty because you're an overflow. People take from your overflow. I'm talking about as soon as you heal one person, there's another. Do you get what I'm saying? So let's talk about work ethic. But I don't mean how hard you work. I mean, how much do you believe in what your product is? And from that belief, what are you going to do about it? Uh-oh. It's always doing something, Grace. From that belief, what you going to do about it? Is this fair? Mm-hmm. I believe wholeheartedly in the ATS sales model I showed y'all yesterday. I put it up yesterday. There it is. If you haven't watched the video, you should. I'll put it in chat for you. It is, well, you know what? Jerome, you watched the video. You left a comment. Tell us what you got from the video before I finish. Tell us what you got from the video.
Well, first of all, you put me on the spot.
You know, I do that.
Yeah, no, Jerome going. I know Jerome gonna watch it. <And I did. laughs> But what was fascinating was you weren't saying anything new, Antonio. What you said was what you've said before. What was so genius about what you did was by drawing it out and putting it on and we could visually see it, I was like, yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
And what blew me away was, and I wrote it in the comment, whether you get the sale at the beginning, the middle, or the end, don't forget to court your customer.
Right.
Period. If you do that, you can't lose. You can't lose. You gave me a framework. You gave me a game plan. Don't forget to court them. And courting them doesn't cost you money.
No.
Just effort. That, you know what I'm saying? That's too damn simple.
He gets what I'm talking about. God dog it. I forgot I was unmuted. Boy, good job, Jerome. You get what I'm talking about. That's that work ethic I'm talking about.
You know, Antonio.
Yes, sir.
They say always be closing. It should be always be courting.
Right. Good. Yeah, always be courting. That is good. We got to coin that phrase. Give you credit for it. That is good. Jerome's right. He leave that comment. He left it right here. Read it, Grace.
What I really enjoyed the most about this video was the following. You gave me a concrete formula of how to date my customer or prospect for at least 10 hours. But regardless of whether I get the sale at the beginning, the middle, or the end, I still must date my customer or prospect for at least 10 hours. This is 10 hours. Don't confuse your dating with the sale. Mm. Always be giving value content.
And then I put, ooh, wee, I got to steal that, Jerome. Don't confuse dating with the sale. I got still two things now. Always be courting and don't confuse dating with the sale. Go on, send me both of those. We're going to make both of those work. Just go ahead and send them to me. Send them to me a line out. Genuinely. But that takes effort, doesn't it? And it changes your work ethic. This is what I normally would have did, Kim. Put that video out. You ain't got no thumbnail. You ain't got time. And I told Grace, write everything down. I mean, you gotta see it for yourself. I'm not gonna make y'all watch it. We wrote everything down, and I would have just put it on the board, and I would say, "All right, everybody, take notes." But I say, Grace, let's write everything down so we can put it in the show notes. Genuinely, we want to put it where people can see it because y'all finally get what I've been talking about. Here it is, the basic. The basic of ATS sales model is 1 + 1 = 2. it means that two is an automatic given. One plus one does not have to work for two. It automatically attracts two. Hold on, let me come here. Two didn't get earned. Two is not emotionally unavailable, nor is two emotionally available. If you do one and do the other, two automatically shows up. Two is the money. Help me, somebody. And in this case, for Grace and the sales team, it's $14,000 a month. But see, y'all stress about $14,000 a month because you got to do all this. No, you don't. If you do one plus another one, two show up. Y'all gonna hit me up. Even Grace get a new understanding that she was there with me. You understand? And I broke it down. What, based on our talents, our gifts, what we do, based on that, what is adding one? That's what the first one is. What is adding two? That's what the second one is. And then what's the sum? We broke it all down. Okay, what do we need to do for us? And the reason I kept stressing that in the video, very important, because none of us should have been here. A kid from the trash can, a sixth grade math teacher, a GED high school dropout. That they don't want to hear me. The only one of us should have made it was Monica. No, she shouldn't have. Yeah. That's it. Because she was adopted. She's adopted at two hours old. She's Slovenian or something, raised by Hispanics. Mm-hmm. You know, traditional Hispanics too.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There you go. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, she's from the Mayan Empire or something. You know, she's one of the people that flew off in a spaceship. You know, one of them people. You know, they lost her whole culture and she shouldn't have made it. So if we can do it, so I believe in it so much because it's a bunch of regular people making irregular amounts of money. And we wrote it down and recorded it. And now, hurts my heart, I'm doing a whole PowerPoint.
My Lord.
I just feel so disgusted. I feel like, ugh, it was nasty. I hate anything administrative. Well, we did, and I'll show you. I'll show you right now. It's not out yet. But I'm going to update that link with that YouTube video. I'm going to update the YouTube video with the link to the article on Mexit News that says ATS sales model. Let me show you. This is behind the scenes. You can't see it, but I'm going to show you anyway. It's right here. ATS sales model, how to reduce the time it takes to make a sale, to make sales within your brand. And it's all here, right? And I even talk about what's the reason I'm giving my $1 million sales process away. Okay. Well, first and foremost, I was inspired by the Gary Vee content model. He gave it away for free. So I'm going to just follow that same energy is what it say. Don't worry about the rest of the stuff. I break down psychographic, blah, 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 blah. And in everything here, I'm telling you what it is. I'm telling you what it is. And then you get to download the whole document. And right here is where the slide deck or PowerPoint is going to go. All the way for free. So where you can download the Word doc and get the PowerPoint slide deck as well. And that's going to come out in a few days. Process this information. I didn't feel like doing none of that. If I had the team around me, I'd be like, okay, I want every video this way. That's what I would have said. Every video, I want this done. That'd be cool. Gary Vee got 2,000 people. You know, you know what I'm saying? I got 20 people that work like 2,000 people. You understand what I'm saying? But every time I said, I'm not going to do this, I was reminded by my internal words, is fulfill these dreams. I think somebody's getting the point now. You know what I'm saying? Because when you, if you watch the video, you'll understand why I believe in this so much. The video broke down them sales. Grace had a problem. Grace's problem, Frida's problem was, let's take too long to make a sale. Antonio knew how to solve the problem because I've been in sales since I was 6. I failed all the way to 15. I couldn't sell myself into a family until I was 15, but I got there. I see y'all don't want to hear me on this day. You understand what I'm saying? Monica's a better salesperson. She got there in 2 hours. Yeah. Phil too, you know what I'm saying? It took me a while to get adopted. You know, they got it first. They got it first. And I've been owning companies since I was 14 years old. I've been in business since 14, since 1996 exactly. It was a recording label. It was called Paper Chasing Records. No, hello. I'm so serious. Like, I'm dead serious.
It took 30 days.
Took 30 days. You know, she said, you know. I'm so serious, though. It took me, I had a recording label. I'll show y'all. Here's me, or whatever. I was listening to Moneybagg. Yo, don't worry about that. Mind your business. If you come in and type in Paper the Ghost, you're going to see, oh, I guess I need to do the internet. We'll go on YouTube. I guess it
wasn't it named without Umbrella Records?
But that came later. That was the rebranded of it.
Ah, okay.
Yes. Smart man. That was the rebranded of it.
I knew about Paper Chasing Records.
Oh, watch your mouth. Watch your mouth. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna show you, it's on YouTube though, because they put it on YouTube as well. Let's see. It's on YouTube as a topic. That's not something you can do. Somebody, yeah, you gotta get talked about a lot. That's what topics mean. Yeah, that's what topics mean. So anyway, this is here, and here's the full album. And what's important about this to know is that this is 2007 and the full album, okay? And that this right here is so terrible. It's not what it means. It's not what you think it means, okay? So don't try to counsel me. It's not what you think it means. It has nothing to do with lesbian or gay people. Let's see. Where is it? Ah, right there. Wait, right there. Who's this person? Don't worry about it. You catch it on SportsCenter. Don't worry about it. You can't see those Sports Center. Point is, in 2007, I was on iTunes before y'all even heard of iTunes. In 2007. Watch it. Look at you. I got nothing to do with that. That's not me no more. I guess iHeart, stuff like that. Been in business. And now I'm putting in the extra work I wouldn't have did. Why? Because I expect now millions of people who are never going to buy from me use that to change their lives. See, this ain't about the money. I don't need all the money, you know. I got this little saying. I should tell y'all. I got that was so terrible. Back when I was coming up, one of my homeboys was Casanova. That's all I'm gonna say. He's a Casanova. That's all I'm gonna say. He's Casanova. You know, he, you know, Jerome. He's a Casanova. Yeah, yeah. That's all I'm gonna say. And he kept getting caught. And I was like, bruh, you can't do that. There has to be rules to this. He was like, well, what rules? I said, well, number one, your number one rule should be you can't spread yourself too thin. And he was like, what you mean? I was like, well, you can't holler at her and her friend. y'all don't know a man like that. Yeah, holler at her and her friend and a coworker. They gonna find out you spread yourself too thin. You're spreading yourself too thin. You gotta just, why not in a whole nother city or something? Just stop spreading yourself so thin. And I was telling them that, and I'm telling you the same thing, but in the opposite. This is where you spread yourself real thin, because you don't need everybody money. Mm. And then I told him a second rule. Hear this well. He was like, well, what'd be another rule? And I said, well, you can't have all the gold. He was like, what you mean? I was like, look, bro. Yeah, she fine. She's gold. But somebody else got to have gold out here too. You can't get all the gold. Some of y'all need to hear this. Some of y'all ain't got no damn self-control. You know what I'm saying? You ain't.
Hey, don't tell me I can't dream.
There you go. Hey, you somebody.
Why are you so negative, Antonio? Everything is possible. The secret told me all I gotta do is claim it.
That's too funny. Genuinely, although you made it a great joke, you can't have all the gold. You can't make all the money. You don't need to make all the money. If you give your best stuff and try to fulfill dreams and change lives, you don't need to make money from that particular field. It's okay. Perfectly okay. Because you'll make money from all the other fields. While Ibrahim manifests a side chick. Four wives, 30 concubines. You understand? He can handle it. He's young and physically fit enough. He can handle it. Who learned something? Okay, go ahead, Grace.
I learned that when you do 1 + 1, 2 automatically shows up. Don't focus on 2. Focus on 1 + 1. That is the thing that I learned.
That's the only thing I've been talking about. Because what was in there? What was 1 according to the ATS sales model?
Spend 10 extra minutes with the customer or client prospect before, during, and after they decided to get started with us. So you always, wherever they are in the space of where we are, if I scheduled a call with Kim, hey, send us something. After I talked with Kim after our appointment and she told me everything about it, hey, send us something. Okay. Send us something that's of value that we talked about. Okay. When she decided to get started, hey, continue to send us something. You know, because it's not over after the sale. Not over after the sale.
Hold on real quick. Okay. All right, Steve. But I want you to, you did that in the film too. The one tip, she focused on her 111. That's your 10 minutes for your time. But we're not shortening the prospect's time.
Right.
So I need you to add that in there. Is you're doing 10 minutes to connect them to 10 hours.
Oh, yes. Okay. So, okay. Also, I'm not just sending, you know, I'm sending videos and mixed news articles to add value, but I'm also inviting them to calls that we have so that they can continue to spend 10 hours, at least 10 hours with us. Because after they do, got him. No, we, you know, we just said, you know, and it's not a gotcha thing, but they've seen so much. Anytime you spend 10 hours with somebody, you said, okay, yeah, we cool, we friends. So that's what I learned.
No, no, no. Well, 10 hours brings Bill's trust, right? Go ahead, Jerome.
Antonio.
Yes, sir.
What I thought was also amazing about the video was that as I was listening to you speak, I said, well, I've got to give them or make them available to at least 10 hours of content. And I don't have quote unquote 10 hours of content, mm-hmm. but I'm attached to an organization.
There you go.
It's thousands and thousands of hours of content.
That's right. That's right. So
yeah, I don't have to reinvent the wheel.
Nope.
Hello.
Nope.
I said, that's the byproduct. Wait a minute. what's going on here? Blew me away.
I keep telling people to steal from me. You know what I'm saying? You're just right.
Wanted to share that. You know?
No, you're good. Xandria does hair. Yeah. What if she does hair and then give her clients financial tips based off of what's on Mexican News alone? She'll be the only person doing it. Mm-hmm. I was waiting on you.
Antonio.
Yes, sir.
Man, you know, there was, I think it still is. There's a restaurant, I think in Chicago. It runs on the idea that servers badmouth you and roast you while they're giving you your sandwiches and stuff.
Yeah.
They're literally roasting you. Yeah, so if that idea can work, why can't giving financial tips while giving a service work?
That's awesome. I want to go
there. I know that place. I heard that place.
I
want
to go there.
Yeah. I want to go too. I want to work. I don't want to work there.
Are you talking about Dick's?
It might be. That sounds like a good name of that kind of restaurant.
Genius. Yeah,
they give you a hard time. Like it's, but sometimes like some of the customers don't know how to take it and then they cause drama. But yeah, it is fun because it's called Dick's.
That's because they acting like Dick's. Yeah. You get somebody good to come from the hood, you all. Yeah, that's all right. That's the power head right there. That's how you do it. You got to do that right there. Yeah.
Kill shot.
That's it. That's the kill shot. Anyway, if that idea works, like Abraham was saying, any idea works. It's the truth. There's an audience for every idea on the planet. And if you don't believe that, just wait to the metaverse and watch how much stuff from the real world gets in there. Because it's going to be everything. It's going to be everything. And we need to stop letting, you know, like we're going to get so upset. We're going to get so upset when I'm saying porn shouldn't be in here. Well, you know what? Porn took it more seriously than you. Yeah. You know, this porn company learned some new skills, listened to their audience, watch what they click on. You know what I'm saying? If you think not working on your headlines is important, I dare you, run your bone over to Pornhub right now and watch how long it take you to watch what you really want to watch. I know y'all save, y'all don't do stuff like that. But somebody here will be honest and admit, take you a long time to figure out what you want to watch. Headlines are important. And you got to work on them. You ain't got to like it. You ain't got to like that again. Yes, sir.
So I was listening to this podcast by a YouTuber, Trevor Wallace. It's called Stiff Socks. And he interviews adult stars. And one of them was talking about how she did like this original video. Well, a company commissioned it where the star gets stuck in a dryer and then the other star comes in. All right. So she said that she did it. And then within a year, there, like somebody set up a whole LLC to produce literally the same video with different, like a rotating roster of stars. Because wow. They saw that there was a market for it. They literally just niched into that one specific scenario. So it's just crazy because for them, it's content. Yeah. It's content, right? It's a different type of content, but content. So you could literally just, and we've seen this happen with NFTs, by the way.
Yep.
The YouTube NFT market, it's literally just people making the same video over and over in different words.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Yeah, this ain't hard. You did take the same thing, you keep going, you keep going. This is not hard. Let me wrap this up. I'm trying to get y'all to understand something. It's taken so long to go slide one this, slide one that. And I said, Deanna, how good are you at PowerPoint? She was like, I looked at Grace and she was like, don't ask me. She gave me that look like, don't ask me. You know how you know that look like Kim when somebody call you, go like that, you know? Yeah, that. She gave me that. I don't see nothing. And I said, all right, cool. So I got a few friends on Fiverr that I met. So I went all the way to Fiverr, met a few friends, old friends. And I was like, hey, can you do a PowerPoint? But of course, Antonio wants too much. Come on, Jerome. Yeah, you know what I mean. So I've got to take all these words. I'm sorry, it's quite unpleasing. there's nothing about it that I want to do. I'll take all these words, slide one, slide, you know, like slide one, boom, slide two, boom, slide, you know. But genuinely, I'm already exhausted. And then what I started to do, I was like, well, I'm a great graphic designer. I just throw a bunch of JPEGs, you know? And I was like, well, but I wanted to be manageable in the download because the way I wanted to do it, that file size would have been something like 5 gigs. You know, it'd be like 5 gigs, you know? So I said, all right, well, let me go get some expert help and we'll work together. I'll use my gifts, listen to him use his gifts, and then go spend $45, $100. Because that's what it's going to cost. Right? It's going to cost $100 or something. For something I'm not even charging for. I don't think he is. And let me tell you how I justified it in my head. I was like, well, I got to market anyway. I might as well not get this $100 to Facebook and give it to this guy so somebody else can get a bunch of $100. Mm-hmm. And I'll just let God give me back to me wherever God say it comes. Mm-hmm. The bigger picture. And I'm not looking to go viral. No, that's irrelevant. That's not the point. The point is, people don't know what I know, and especially when it comes to sales, then you're intimidated. But if you have it broken down, have a video, have the document, and have a slide deck that would teach you, not only can you learn, not only can you train your people, but if you like Antonio, you're gonna take that whole deck and start teaching other people and make a whole business out of it. You know how many people I've seen in my view, I have no idea how many Gary Vee I've seen. They have started business off of Gary's video, Gary Vee's content alone. Let's start businesses.
Dude, yesterday we were talking about Content Fries, right?
Yep.
They literally developed that video based on that deck of content multiplication. So it's literally people who are indoctrinated on that idea,
yep,
in that idea, who actually purchased this because they're the only ones who see value in it. And guess what? Guess what their social proof was? Co-founder's picture with Gary Vee.
There it is. There's the social proof. And they just automated what Gary Vee was doing. This probably hundreds of thousands of business out there right now based off this man's content. Mm-hmm. You understand? Mm-hmm. But that's why he's able to charge Budweiser $80 million. Mm-hmm. Why? I'll give it to you. This is where we end. I must borrow from my late friend. He's not my friend, but he is my friend. That's what I'm going to tell you. He's my friend. He's my fishing buddy. It's not true, though. I wish it was. I wish it was. It's not true. It's not true at all. I never had the pleasure of meeting him. I'm sure Phil and Susan has. I have not. I have not. This is where you get beat in the face. I do apologize in advance. It's a polite beat in the face. And it's from the greatest teacher to ever walk the earth, Bob Proctor.
If you watch many of our videos, you know that I talk an awful lot about the law. The law is how everything works. It's the law of rhythm that takes the tide out and brings the tide in, has night following day, and you never see winter following winter. It doesn't happen that way. The laws are exact and they never change. Well, do you know, if you're not earning the amount of money you want or that you need to live the way you want to live, there's a problem. There's a misunderstanding or a lack of understanding about a law of compensation. This law is exact. It works for every person, every time, when we understand it. So I want you to think. I would recommend that you may want to jot this down. It sounds so simple when you first hear it, but I guarantee if you keep looking at it, it's not that simple. There's a law governing compensation, and this law is exact. And it clearly states there are three points to it. The amount of money you earn is always going to be an exact ratio to, number one, the need for what you do, number two, your ability to do it, and number three, the difficulty there is in replacing you.
And the rest of the video you can watch on your own. That is what I want you to see. And here is that 1, 2, 3 he put out there for you. And then there's the link to that video, all in the chat. Put that in the mega notes. Thank you, Grace.
Excuse me, Antonio.
Yes, sir.
Yesterday, I lost my ability to save my chat and they had all that goodness in there. And I was asking for it to be emailed to me, but I didn't receive it. Can you still email it to me from yesterday?
I got you. You can, Grace. I'm sure if some of y'all tried to get it, I gave specific instructions to put it in the influencers only. So that's probably why you didn't get it. So you go ahead and send it to him. You go ahead and send it to him. The law of compensation.
Thank
you. You got it. You get it next hour or something. Law of compensation. You got to be really good at what you do. And you have to go get there. Like I'm watching Arshia. We gave her something. I'm watching her practice. Nobody's telling her to do it. You don't have to tell excellent people to do excellent things. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's telling her to do it. She doesn't need a tip. Doesn't need, you know, a compliment. Mm-hmm. Just does it on her own. And then you got to increase your ability to do that, right? That's number two. Number one is, but do people need it? So do people need the sales model? Of course. Have I increased my ability to do it? I ain't got a choice. I ain't going to eat if I don't. And is it difficult to replace me? You bet your bottom dollar. And then I'm giving that away. I don't need my compensation to come back from you. My dream is to have compensation independent of customers. At least my customers, you understand? That's why I like real estate so much. You hear me? Yeah, I want my compensation to come from, if you don't pay Kim, you taking a cold, dark shower under a water cooler in the back of somebody's truck. You understand? If you don't pay this rent, get that McDonald's cup and get some baby wipes, you know, and wipe the good stuff off. If you don't pay this rent, I want my money to be that important. And let me tell you, you try and get your girlfriend, You need a place to stay.
That definitely does help.
You know, you need a place to stay. In conclusion, your business, I taught you yesterday how to bring the world to you, but now that you bring the world to you, you got to wash the world's feet. And that's the standard around here, ATS, but I'm pushing it harder now. Pushing it harder. Is it easy? Nope. It's actually doesn't make money, to be honest with you. But what it always does is it attracts you money from different places you never thought was coming. Mm-hmm. Makes no sense I'm so available. It's actually quite inconvenient. It doesn't make me any more money to be available. It doesn't. I promise you it doesn't. I got friends that keep telling me, why are you doing it? You gotta stop.
Antonio?
Yes, sir.
I've also noticed this is purely anecdotal, but it's not like I take specific strategies in this and implement in my business, because you already know that my business is more of like a lifestyle, and I literally don't even want to increase my revenue.
Yeah, I know.
But guess what? It's like whenever I'm on these calls more consistently, suddenly like I get like out of nowhere, I get approached for 3 to 4 times more like contracts, one-offs, just out of nowhere. Nothing related to ADS, nothing related to anything I put out. I don't advertise, I don't sell, I literally don't, because my revenue is recurring. But yeah, out of nowhere, I get one-off things. And even in my personal life, like better things happen when I'm on these calls. And I'm just assuming it has something to do with whenever an opportunity arises for me to add value, I deliver on these calls.
That's right.
So in my estimation, maybe it's because of that. But even if it's not, I don't know why, but whenever I'm on these calls, better things happen in my life.
There you go. Yeah, he is.
Yes.
And he's 100% correct. Everything he said is correct. In addition to, some people are just lucky. But you can manufacture luck with a few things. You can read this in Richest Man in Babylon, Think and Grow Rich, but I'll give it to you now. Some people have the proper vibration and the work ethic and integrity to where good things just happen to them. This is why successful people hang out with other successful people in this manner, because just in the atmosphere of them, your life changes in your experience. Apples are falling. Everywhere I go, there is overflow. And especially if you start feeling good from one of these calls and then go walk out there, then you start getting stuff. So it's about 3 or 4 laws I can think about that is being applied to him, because he's applying them. Just to put a bow on it, you got to do some stuff you don't want to do. Kim, I don't know what you're doing. I know you want to make $20,000 a month. That's good. That's going to look real good on you too. It's $20,000 a month, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. $20,000 a month going to look real good on you. You hear me? That's going to, what's that look like? Yeah. I don't know what it look like. You're going to find out though. You understand? You're going to find out. She's going to find out. We're going to find out together. Y'all going to get up. She's going to get on the call. Kim, you glowing. Yeah. Hey, you know what I'm saying? All that stuff. You're going to find out whatever it look like. But you can't put in $20,000 of effort a month. You understand? You put in more, and then what happens is the universe operates in the principle of multiplication. These are my very last words. Hear me. I'm going to slow down so you can hear me. That's been the underlying theme in this whole talk, this whole meeting. Principle of multiplication says you plant one corn, you get back an ear of corn. You make this sales model free, even though your ego want to sell it. And then you put in all the work, though, to make it as easily digestible as possible. and easy on the eyes and digestible to the regular mind. That principle of multiplication shows up in your life in different areas. I strongly encourage all of you, put in that extra work. And you're going to say, well, what kind of extra work? And that's how I started the call, and it's also how it ends. Fulfilling your customers' and prospects' dreams. So if you're confused on whether to aim the extra work, Kim needs to say, okay, I want to make $20,000 a month. Who can I help with my skills and my gifts and my resources to make $20,000 a month? See it? With my skills, my gifts, my resources, my name is Kim Antonio Landry. That's not her little name.
Yeah.
And I want to make $20,000 a month. So how many people can I make $20,000 a month with my skill sets? And you start packaging whatever those skill sets are. And even if you got to go get PowerPoint slides done for it. And you sell them at discounted prices or you give them away. And then what happens is you get that reputation. You become that thought leader. And then there are things out of your control that the great source of this universe will do for you that you haven't even seen yet. You'll get battles fought you didn't know was being fought. Let me wake some of you church folk up. God will go in front of you to make sure the front of you look real good. Watch it. And by the time that happens, one of Phil's favorite quotes is they can grow rich. When the time it comes, you'll wonder, where has been all this time with all those lean years? It will never cut off. Never. But you have to increase your ability to learn. Follow that law of conversation, the mother two steps. And then aim your business at fulfilling dreams. I know it's about making money and fulfilling your dreams. But if you want your business to move faster, I can assure you, the more you think about fulfilling other people's dreams, the easier it will become for you to sell, the bigger your reputation will become, and the harder you're actually going to have to work, because people's dreams take a lot of effort. What's that, Wednesday? Yep. We'll see you tonight for You've Got 5 Minutes. I'm going backwards. Yeah, we'll see you tonight for You've Got 5 Minutes. And then at 12:30, we'll see you for All Things Tech, which will be a special class. I was going to tell y'all, but I'm not. Special class. We're going to keep this same energy, and I'm going to teach y'all to make some money, if y'all don't mind. Woo! Teach you 12:30, it's our time, Central Standard Time. And tell them about the Kenochian. We got some new folk. They don't know about the Kenochian. Yes.
Let me tell y'all about this Kenochian right here as I get it always together. Because you always got to get it with Mr. Phil and Miss Susan, okay? If you would like to inquire about their Kenochian services, coaching, and consulting all wrapped up in one, please give Mr. Phil and Miss Susan a call at 614-736-6990.
There it is. So if you think you need some coaching, worry not. We don't do coaching around here. Our coaches are officially Phil and Susan. Woo! Sorry, Tito. All right. There you go.
And Tony, I'd like to say a few words about Kenochian.
Yes, please.
Because again, what Grace said is for people who know Phil and Susan, and for those who are not fortunate enough to know, they're the original humor consultants in this part of the business when consulting itself would have just been some child's daydream. Like in the 80s, who would have gone to corporations and said, hey, we're humor consultants and we're here to sell you a service. But they they established a grand brand in the 80s. They're all about total life enjoyment. So even if in your personal life, you'd like to optimize it as an entrepreneur, as a side hustler, you'd like to optimize it so you can enjoy your hustle better. Because we all know from the outside, the entrepreneurship game is glamorous. From the inside, it's hard. But these guys, they know how to do it while enjoying themselves. And testament to that is that Phil and Susan are doing it, and both of them are like over 100 years old. So I'm sorry, guys, I don't remember your ages. But definitely, like, they have more experience than I have years in my life. So they've been doing the same thing that long. That means they truly enjoy it, and they can teach you how to enjoy your hustle or build a business that you actually enjoy, that you can do for 80 years. Okay, guys?
That's how you end the call. Thank y'all so much. We will see you at 12:30 next. Y'all gonna have a good one. Love somebody. And if you're looking for a blessing, if you need money, don't donate money to somebody out there in the streets. Money will find its way back to you. Love you, everybody.
Love you more.
All right, everybody. Y'all love have a good more. One. That was good.
When the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world. Not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me, as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody. I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic. $22 an hour with paid training. And I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions, $22 an hour, paid training, and I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True. But it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter, and that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there? And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated number one hiring site in the world based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, it wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. All spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R, ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.